really great future. We're talking real money.
I'm breathing into a bag because I'm feeling dizzy after this week.
You're not looking too good either, I gotta say.
Doesn't that cure dizziness?
It does,
into a paper bag or something?
Yeah, not a plastic bag.
I don't like giving the morning financial reports anymore.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
It's making me dizzy.
Yeah.
What did we have? Like, we had
on Thursday,
a day where it was down a lot?
Thursday was down...
the Dow. I hate the Dow.
2.6%. And then on Friday, it was back up 3.5%.
That is dizzying.
And that's all anybody wants to know when you see them. Why did it do this? Wow, how could it's never happened before. Yeah,
and
it
the
has.
Big question is after December, the big questions, we have answers to big questions like this.
Okay. I'm not hearing anything.
It's not coming through?
No, it's not.
It doesn't come through now.
I thought this was one of those Don McDonald, like, really exaggerated pieces of...
I heard it over my headphones, but maybe it's not going through.
We didn't hear it over ours, which turns out is more important than yours. Just saying.
Broken.
Sorry.
I was going to play the Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, which part? Which one?
The beginning of it, where they say, yeah, I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, we got out in 1999 and never got back in.
Markets go up, markets go down. But over the long haul, markets go up.
Markets go up.
Yeah. So
well, but that is actually our philosophy.
Yeah, I know, but it's a kind of a snide, snarky thing to say to people when they're worried. Don't worry.
It's okay.
I know, but it's just...
Markets go up, markets go down, but they go up more than they go down. And the point I was going to get to was if your portfolio, you look at your personal portfolio and you go, you don't have the right portfolio.
That's true. Do you want to tell them what show they're listening to and how to reach us and all that stuff too? Or just we're just going to barge
right
in?
I don't know why I started with the bag thing, but I thought it was a good intro. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of Talking Real Money, the show devoted to your life and your dough, making it better for that future that you want to enjoy. That really is the point of this program, to give you a much better future and quit. And we want you to quit giving your money to people. We're going to talk about bad people today. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, our number, we want to answer your question at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Koch. And we're here with you pretty much every Saturday, except when we're too lazy to get up like last weekend.
Well, that's the first Saturday we've taken off ever.
Well, no,
one of the two of us has not been here.
The Washington Huskies have preempted.
Oh, that's, but I mean the first time we
voluntarily?
Voluntarily didn't show
up. And mainly I think it was because you just wanted to sleep in that day.
Oh, yes, I was over in
Suncadia. No, actually you were at Suncadia.
I know, yeah. It was eventful. Got to spend a lot of time with my grandkids, so I enjoyed it.
Maybe you were just concerned that after a couple weeks people would start liking me best.
I think they do like you best. I'm okay with all that. I have no problem.
I don't know.
No ego. We'll see. So, yes, people have been asking, and I will be glad today to share some client stories over the last week, too, because there have been several people that wanted to make a change, want to do something, want to react to what's going on in the market.
I want to do something.
Yeah, that's what you just feel like I'm shaking.
Should I sell? Should I get back in when it, this is my favorite. Should I sell now and then get back in before it starts going up again?
And I had somebody I met with last week that said that they wanted to go from being 60% in stocks to 50%. Yeah. And then when everything looks okay, I'll go back to 60.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
Yeah,
if you want to go from 60 to 50 because it feels better, great.
Maybe.
But you're not. No, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, in this case, they're going to need the money, likely. In other words, they have a very long retirement, and you need exposure to stocks to give you upward motion to your money.
Despite my memory getting old, I remember 2009.
Yeah.
I remember February 2009 distinctly, and never did anyone... As a matter of fact, in February 2009, there were articles every day talking about how horrible the U.S. economy was, how it was just going to get worse from here. But that was the month when the 10-year run for stocks started.
Yep.
And nobody got a notification.
Didn't you get yours in the mail? I
I didn't get mine.
You didn't ring the bell at your place?
I didn't hear the bells ringing. The emergency broadcast system didn't go off. None of that. Give us a call, 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255, because this is too important to not talk about. Money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Would you like to talk to a real investment advisor for free? Set up an appointment at talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
That's Tom. I'm Don. We're talking real money. What a coincidence. They said that, and we are the people doing that. And you're invited to call us and talk about your money issues. You can be part of the team at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Now, we have a couple of announcements. Before we get into the big stuff we're going to be discussing today, along with your stuff, which, of course, preempts all of our stuff. First, one big deal. This weekend, we are running the only sale we are going to run for our biggest retire meet ever, coming up in February at
Saturday, Saturday, February 16th. We've got people. I just went through this. It's astounding. Yeah. We have people coming from Washington, D.C., from Los Angeles, from Florida, from San Francisco, from Oregon. These are speakers. We're bringing the best of the best together for this. I mean, I know
we
I'm
got Oregonians.
We have. Yeah,
oh my gosh! Well, the wall
has not been finished yet, so they can still get over. So, but honest, I'm saying this not really not much tongue in cheek. This really truly is the best group of people.
Giving the locations was a bit tongue in cheek. Because those are kind of meaningless, but what kind of things are they
in
talking
the
about?
Oh, okay, there's that.
Yeah, that's the part.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you the one that I think, because I just got in arguments with my relatives about this on January 1st. We've got Dr. Laurel Beedon coming in to talk about Social Security.
Dr. Laurel Beedon?
Yeah, because I'm like really tired of people telling me I'm wrong about, well, you don't, that's not the way it works. Yeah, that is. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. So anyway, don't take my word for it. Take it from Dr. Laurel. Yeah, she will be there talking about understanding Social Security, because it makes up like 70% of most people's retirement.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. Herb Weisbaum, you might have heard him speak before.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. We got Weston Wellington, who does a wonderful piece on who you should believe when it comes to advice, which is something we'll talk about on the show.
We're going to talk about today.
Yeah, Dan Solon, who I think is one of the most gifted natural speakers, who will get up and help you understand
things. He and I are going to talk. I'm going to work with him in his thing. He likes doing this dual thing. We're going to talk about having fun in retirement. Not investing for retirement, but enjoying.
But we cover that. We cover financial planning for retirement.
Yeah.
We cover Social Security. We cover
estate
living. Planning. Yeah, we got Rick Gregor coming to talk about, you know, wills, trusts, and common mistakes there. We've got Julia Reed from Schwab talking about charitable giving. We've got Pete Finland.
Oh, wow, that's new.
Yeah, it is. We got Pete Finland, the retirement coach, talking about, you know, the other side, the things you just mentioned. Being happy in retirement. Do you know the highest suicide rate for a demographic group in this country is men over the age of 70?
Wow.
The highest. Because people get retired.
Are you telling me it's downhill from here?
I'm hoping. Because the hill would have to be small.
Now, wait,
if
we
it's
have
down.
Somebody on travel too, which we've never had. Well,
Ed
we've had
Perkins.
Holland America, but this is Ed Perkins is really interesting.
Doesn't he have that TV show?
No, that was
Marlon Perkins.
Dead.
Okay,
that was
different
Marlon.
Perkins.
I think he's
gone. Okay, yeah. This is huge in the words of our current chief executive.
No, huge.
I know. I tried to do it right. I'm not very much of a New Yorker.
You actually pronounce the H.
And this is the only time you said it. I'll say it again. This is the only time you can get tickets for half price, and it's only good till Monday. So you got to go to Retire Meet. That's meet with two E's, no A, retiremeet.com.
No A.
I know, because that's a different type of event. And the other half off, it's $20 a person this weekend, $35 per couple. And as you mentioned in your ad, just come for the food. It's pretty
right,
good. For,
exactly.
I mean,
okay,
you get
I
breakfast
tell you,
and lunch.
Maidenbauer Center's lunch is worth the $20.
I know,
they make the best lunch.
Yeah.
And I go every year. I go, Ah, this lunch is worth the $20.
I know. So if
and
everything
the continental
is bad.
Breakfast is very unique. They have very unique pastries, great coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, some great
coffee.
So
it's the better part of a day. It's February 16th.
Yeah.
There's no Super Bowl that day.
Bring your blankie if you need to take a nap midway through.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I'll add one other thing. This event has sold, it's sold out every year.
Yes.
And generally a couple weeks before the event. And I think right now we're about 25% sold anyway.
We're about 25% sold, but we still have 5 weeks.
Yeah, but I mean, the point of the matter is you'll never get it this inexpensive. You should sign up, and they'll never, I'm going to go on a limb here. I don't know if we'll ever get this great a group of people speaking again, because this, everything sort of fell. It all kind of fell together. Yeah. So
all the planets converged.
I want to thank Rachel Warner, our director of marketing, who spent a lot of time nailing down some of these people, too. So we don't mention
her much
on the show.
So one more announcement.
I might just retiremeat.com. That's where you go get the tickets.
Good.
One more announcement. Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
How much weight are you
going to
lose this week?
MDET.com. Zero. Going to lose none.
I was waiting for the New Year's resolutions.
I got no resolutions.
I'm going to make 20% of my portfolio, and I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Boom.
I've determined that there is no point.
Okay.
Moving on from that stupidity.
Feel better now?
On the first, I decided, though. I did. I actually made a resolution.
Oh, okay, good.
I made a resolution to do, I surveyed people and discussed it with you. But I made a resolution on January 1st to do daily weekday podcasts.
Oh, yeah. You did. And they've been great.
Every Monday through Friday, as long as there's no holiday, no national holiday, I'm going to try and do a podcast that is it's so easily consumed. It's little bite-sized podcasts. They're about 10 minutes long.
And last week you did the one on the deep-fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Terrific. Absolutely spot on.
Yeah, they were bite-sized.
I loved it. I don't know that it helps with the weight loss thing, but I'm just saying it's good.
That's why I'm not doing the weight loss thing.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, you can listen to those on your favorite podcast service, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, all of those. Or at talkingrealmoney.com, which, by the way, is the all-purpose site.
It is becoming a catch-all. You can get the risk quiz there, right?
Yes.
You could book them. We now have a service where you can go online. You want to meet with an advisor Tuesday at 4 a.m. You can go set that up on your own. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Really? Tuesday at 4 a.m.?
I'll be there.
Is that going to be you? It's going to be you.
Absolutely.
No one else is up at that hour.
you can do that. What else? Yeah. There's all kinds of things at that site. You can listen to podcasts forever.
Oh, this is important. One of the things we're going to talk about today is picking an advisor.
Oh, goodness.
Someone
sakes.
To help you manage your money. We have a link to advisors that use dimensional funds,
which
is a group that we like.
Yep.
We have an advisor interview form, which we're going to reemphasize the importance of. You can schedule that appointment with one of our advisors where you're not going to get sold anything. We just added today, because of some of the stuff we're going to talk about, finding your advisor's SEC disclosure form, and I want you to read it. Go get it and read it. That's at talkingrealmoney.com.
We're going to tell you more about that in just a moment
because
you will be
so
astounded.
Much
astounded.
Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Give us a call if you are dealing with a financial issue that has you a bit confused. You're looking for some direction. You're trying to make the best decision possible. Give us a holler at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And I forgot to mention, on Talking Real Money, you can get your AdvoCaps, the pair of hats to tell if your advisor is a fiduciary or acting in your best interests.
Yeah, and you may want to know that, because let's just hypothesize for a moment. Let's imagine that you're very ill and you go see your doctor, you know, because it's
not even that hard.
No, it's not. And your doctor says, well, yeah, you're going to need help. You could either take this pill that will probably do the job, or I might want to do surgery instead. And while he's telling you that,
go for the surgery, doc.
While she or he is telling you that, they give you a piece of paper that says, we may have a conflict of interest. What do you mean by that? Well, if you take the pill, we really make nothing. I mean, because you just take the pill. But if you do the surgery, I make $12,000 that afternoon, of which I have to share some with my insurance company, of course. But so, wow. And the shocking thing is, so many of you are doing this every day with your financial...
With your doctor?
I hope not with your doctor.
Wow.
But most... I mean, this is from Jason Zweig today. This is his... Most major brokers, banks, and financial advisors take revenue-sharing payments. That is, you go and see them, and you think you're getting independent advice about how to invest your money? Well, you may think you are, but you're not, because they're getting kickbacks from people that are giving them the products to use. And it's right here in black and white. It's right in their ADV part two. You could go read it. You could, and these are not small.
And there's
firms.
A link to it at talkingrealmoney.com.
This is people like Bank of America's Merrill Lynch. You might have heard of them. Citigroup, UBS. I mean, these are major brokerages. They should be. Honestly, this is disgusting. I got to say it, because that is horrible to think that you could go in and think you're getting real advice.
You were appalled the first time you read it, and then you were just enraged the second time.
I was half awake, I guess, when I read it early today. But hidden incentives, or incentives that are clearly inconsistent with making a recommendation that is in the interest of their clients. That's what the SEC has said they would like to do away with, but apparently they're not going to, because they're very busy in Washington, as you may know. So
they're closed down.
I know the SEC is very weird. They're not even doing exams now or something. I don't know. So it's a little disconcerting. But really? Really? Merrill Lynch? UBS? Citigroup? Yeah. I mean, if your money is there, I would want to carefully know why they put me in the securities they did. Because they may be doing it because they're getting a piece of the action. Should you do that with anybody? No. I don't think you should hire anybody where they're incentivized to put you in something in one place instead of another. Period.
Yeah, I'm reading Edward Jones' ADV right now, and it says a potential conflict of interest exists where Edward Jones has an existing business relationship with the mutual fund families or sub-advisors. Edward Jones receives revenue sharing from certain unaffiliated mutual fund families outside of advisory programs, Edward, etc. This is why the fees are so high on these funds.
Unbelievable. I mean, yeah, because everybody's getting a little split at the table there, right?
Even the very popular American Funds Group, when you look at their C-shares, which are the no-load shares, their annual fees can be as high as 2% in those.
And if we've just gone through a period, because there was another piece after the latest market meltdown on Thursday that said, hey, really, if you're in an all-equity portfolio, you only made about 6.5% a year for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You take 6.5 minus the 2, you're like
that's
barely staying ahead of inflation. That's not good news. No,
fees?
No.
Fees matter. They really matter. That's why you need to do your homework. Give us a call. We'll help you do it. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
I want to make a correction. Just a brief, small correction. I said 2% on American Fund C shares. They've actually lowered their fees slightly. And so the most expensive fund I can find is 1.84%. So I want to be accurate.
1.84. And that is all in, though, right? There's no front. No
front load on those because they're C shares.
Okay. But you're still paying.
But bear in mind, that's 1.84% every year for the rest of the time you're invested in the fund.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's
we want to take up your questions, your calls. Maybe you're just looking at the year in review. You got a question about your portfolio, a little something, or your 401k. Give us a ring, 855-935-8255 for those alphabetically challenged. 855-935-TALK. Yeah, I know. I mean, this always does. How much should you pay others to help you with this? And I'll give you just again a little background, because it just happened this week. I learned of a large endowment, multi-million dollar endowment And so I did a little checking to see what people would charge, you know, just
to run the endowment.
Yeah, because it's right now it's being managed by a major brokerage. Mm-hmm. It's costing about $48,000 a year, which I think is a lot of money. Because the endowment needs no planning. It doesn't, it just needs, the money should be
They don't have to have somebody figure out how much income they need in retirement.
Not really. I mean, there's really, there's not a lot of
work. Or help them work out their required minimum distributions.
Bingo. And they shouldn't need their hand held when the market goes up and down.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing an advisor will do for you that you don't think is important when the market's going up.
So I did a little checking.
Boy, is it important
when
it's going down.
We've noticed the last week because we've heard from a lot of you. But so I did a little checking, and I was surprised to find that even large, very reputable registered investment advisors want to charge you like 0.8% a year to manage on the entire portfolio.
Millions of dollars?
Yeah, on the entire portfolio, which is a lot, I think.
That's not a good... No, as a matter of fact, when you get to millions, even with a portfolio where you are doing financial planning and ongoing hand-holding and ongoing work, even in that case, 0.5% is the max, and that's at the high end.
Yeah, and just for the record, we charge our firm, Vestry, charges 0.9% on the first million.
Right, on the first million, first but million. It goes
and then
down precipitously.
1 to 2 million, it's 0.5%, and then everything over two, it's 0.3, 30 basis points.
So in the case, this was what, about 6 million, somewhere around
there? Yeah, this would be, so you'd be looking at, you know, about half of what they were going to pay.
Yeah, or less than half.
But I mean, so that, and then last night, you know, because this is what I do, I was reading an article from a very well-known guy who writes about the planning industry, and he talked about a fellow that we've known for a long time, Rick Edelman. And Rick is
I don't know him personally.
And Rick is now in business with Financial Engines. Great. And they're going to tell you, if you call them, they're going to say, we are a low-cost index-style.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they're going to tell you. Low-cost index-style registered investment advisor. We have a legal responsibility by law, by federal law, to put your interest first.
Well, that, you know, actually,
that part.
Edelman is a firm that invests in a very similar fashion,
not identical. But if you went and asked them, they'd tell you, yeah, we use low-cost, widely diversified investment vehicles. Here's what they wouldn't tell you.
Right.
Here's what they wouldn't tell you. Remember, I just mentioned the 0.9%, not tooting our horn too loud, but a little bit. Because
well,
if you go to Rick...
Let's go back a step, though. We spent a lot of time figuring out what we thought was a truly fair fee. We could have charged a lot more.
And we had
as a
people
matter of
tell
fact,
us.
When we started Vestry, we had a lot of experts in the business say, no.
Not enough.
Don't charge that little. Yep. Don't charge that little. I want you to stick around for this because we talked about our fee at 0.9%. Just go ahead and what do you think? They manage money similarly to us. What do you think Edelman charges? We're going to tell you in a minute. And if you think you have somebody who's charging you too much, you're looking for better help, give us a call, 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you need a little help with your investments? Set up a free, no-obligation appointment with one of our advisors at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
How are you managing your money? Where are you investing it? Are you making the best decisions for your future? If you doubt you are, if you're confused about what you're doing, if it's not crystal clear, look for that second opinion right here every Saturday at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And we're talking about fees. Fees are critical. Now, we charge at Vestry, our firm, the highest fee we charge for our management and planning is 0.9% per year, which on a $500,000 portfolio is $4,500 a year.
Yeah.
Right?
It adds up. Indeed.
So how about Edelman?
Well, that's...
Can I quote Rick real quick? This is after their new lower fees. Rick said that their fees are, quote, highly competitive in the marketplace.
I read that. I don't think they are. I don't know what to say. I mean, because Rick, and I don't have, again, I lost it, but I think I,
oh, I
don't,
have,
don't tell me.
Yeah.
I think it's on the first 400,000. I mean, he's very proud of the fact that he helps everybody.
Right.
Which we do the same, by the way. No, I think our minimum is like $5,000 or something. So
$5,000. His minimum, I think, is $5,000.
Okay. So we're pretty close there. But he charges 0.75% on the first $400,000. That's a lot of, and then you add in the cost of the underlying securities he owns for you.
Yeah.
So it ends up being
the
somewhere around two.
On an annual basis, if you had our ARC average account is $500,000
yeah,
dollars
right.
at Vestry. So if you have $500,000 at Vestry, you would pay $4,500 a year for all the planning services. Very similar to what Rick Edelman Financial Engines provides for $8,750 a year.
$8,750 Again, and you mentioned this thing about fair earlier. I just don't think, I think that's too much. That's my takeaway.
I don't think it's fair. I think it's fair for Rick and his people.
Right. He's built
a
huge
practice. But we
talked
earlier. You and I talked earlier about how, I look at a lot of these guys. I look at these firms, because we know a lot of people in the industry.
Yeah.
And they live, we talked to one firm back east.
Yeah.
And these guys live on like a palatial horse estate.
Yeah.
And they drive these expensive foreign cars. Expensive, with the key word being expensive.
I drive a foreign car too, just for the
they're
record.
They're six-figure foreign cars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine's
six
a Honda.
Six-figure foreign cars. And I look at all these guys and I go, we have a similar firm with similar annual, clients, AUM assets to some of these guys. How are they doing it? They're doing it because the fees are not fair to you, the client.
And by the way, here's my struggle with, because somebody wrote about this in the Wall Street Journal a few years ago. I struggle when people like Rick, not just picking on just Rick, because there's others that will hold themselves out as like index fund advisor, like I'm putting you in index funds, so that means you're getting this inexpensively. Not true. And they're telling people, pay attention to how much you're paying others. Yeah, you're really overpaying, I think, at 1.75% for that style. I mean, I think we've talked about this. I think anything over one is too much.
I agree. I think that's the line.
Yeah, it really
is. I do believe that's the line. 1% for the smallest accounts plus the cost of the underlying investments, which should all be, by the way, low-cost index funds.
Well, we see that in the industry, too.
Low-cost index funds.
It's frustrating because there are people, again, that will hold themselves out as registered investment advisors, what they are, that they use index funds, but then they use some funds that, again, cost like 1.5% a year.
I can't believe that there are index funds that cost 1.5%
per year. I think we should spend next hour talking about unloading all that because that's a huge topic.
Okay.
It's a massive.
That's next hour. You guys are going to have more fun the next hour than you had this hour.
But again, if you're trying to figure out somebody to hire, I would only hire a registered investment advisor, period.
One. Okay.
Because
it eliminates. That's not enough.
That's not enough. I would never pay more than one.
Right.
I would only hire an advisor who eats the cooking that they're going to serve you.
Okay.
Because I think that's
important. Invest the same way.
In same way. And
I don't want to confuse. Some people may think they're listening to a cooking show. I'm not talking about actual food.
I may do better
with
that.
It's a metaphor.
You can look at me and know that I have. And then the other one is, this is just me. I wouldn't hire anybody where the average security they're going to use is more than about 0.3% a year.
On average.
On average. Because some are, emerging markets are more expensive, et cetera, et cetera. But on average.
That's why you throw in the average. But
exactly.
I would throw something else in there that I think is entirely crucial. I mean, massively crucial. And there was a study done by MarketWatch not too long ago, and it just points this out. Make sure that the person with whom you are dealing is always
that's a good point.
Required to act as your fiduciary, that they don't have a bunch of conflicts of interest buried down deep in their SEC disclosure forms called the ADV. Make sure they have to always act in your best interest. And by the way, folks, that's only 1% of all the money advisors in America. 1%.
No one
pathetic.
I ever meet with believes that.
It's true.
No, they don't because they're like, but that guy's my friend. He does think, he may be your friend, by the way, or she may be your friend.
And he may be a fiduciary at times.
At times, but not 100%. Not to the point where they could say, we have a conflict of interest.
Which is why I invented the hats that nobody is buying.
Well, no, you sold two hats in 1 year.
Two hats.
So I think you should try for a double in 2019.
I want to sell 4 hats in 2019. That's my goal.
How much are they're not cheap. Those hats are kind of spendy.
I'm only covering the cost. They're custom made.
You're down stitching
them
at night.
They're embroidered. They're not like those MAGA hats. They're not printed.
These are the real deal.
These are engraved. These are the real thing. And one of them is red.
That's true.
For all of you Trump supporters, one of them is red.
Put that on.
It
you
does
never
say
know.
Not suitable on or merely suitable.
Merely
on
suitable.
It, but
merely suitable.
Merely suitable.
Which might be fun in and of itself to wear to the next rally. Who knows?
And you can get all of those at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
The source of all goodness. The source of all money goodness.
All that is good and right in this world.
About money. Okay. Is there. And you can also download, if you want to find out if your advisor is a fiduciary all the time, make them sign a fiduciary pledge. We have a form, an interview form for your advisors at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Wow.
What?
We have a call, but I don't think we can do it. Yeah,
there's no way.
It's not going to happen. Okay.
No.
Go back to where we started.
The brakes are timed. We have to be out at a certain time for traffic.
Many of you listening are paying others too much. That's the bottom line. And everything we know says, this is one of those industries where you can be pretty clear, you really should be paying less.
Wait a minute. It is an absolute mathematical fact.
That's true, too.
Absolute mathematical fact. Two people, same investment. One pays more, the other pays less. Which one makes more money?
The one who
pays less.
Yeah, right.
Every time.
But now, by the way, you're also reading that, and there was a piece in Barron's last night, that we now know. After 20 years of less than stellar stock returns, you need alternative investments. You need to be investing in other things that are going to make you enough money to retire. That's what we know.
That's next hour, too.
That is on the list. You got to do it, man. You got to get out there.
Yeah, how did all these alternatives do last year? In the year, they should have shined.
Yeah, we'll talk about the hedge funds. We'll talk about the high-priced index funds. If your advisor tells you that, I'm using index funds for you, and we mentioned the name, they're not what you think you're getting. Sorry.
Give us a call. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. It's free and it's easy. And it's all about your money, your life.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor is a fiduciary at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
I only have like 5 seconds because the weather was so long. Get your tickets to Retire Meet while they're on sale at retiremeet.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.